Julie, Kelly told me about you. She said that you would really like meeting me. Kelly said that you would like a story that I have to tell. You will like it. It's about a woman I met here at Kelly's on a night just like tonight. She listened to a story I told about a woman that I met here, and as I told her the story, she noticed pretty quickly that my voice relaxed her and that she liked the sound of my voice, and that as she listened, she became really relaxed and found that the simple sound of my voice was ever more relaxing, and she liked the relaxation. So I kept telling her the story about the woman who became ever more relaxed. She found her breathing relaxed, and she found herself easily lightening and letting go of the load of the day, listening to my story, enjoying the melodious sound of my voice, thinking it was so nice, really, just to listen to my story, relax, breathe, listen, enjoy the feeling of becoming relaxed, noticing that it was really easy to listen and relax and enjoy the story, even though she was not sure of where the story was going. It didn't really matter where the story was going, because all that really mattered was the relaxing enjoyment for her of hearing my voice and finding herself entranced by the sound of my voice as she lost track of time and found that all she really wanted to do was to listen and to relax more and more and hear the story being told. She loved the story about a woman like herself who could easily relax and listen more and more and more and fall into something of a trance-like state, whereas she listened to my story of the woman who was being told a story, she noticed that the only thoughts in her head were my words. And as my words became her thoughts, I suggested she was becoming more relaxed and noticing how safe and comfortable she felt listening to my voice and being guided by my words. She loved the feeling of safety that comes so naturally when listening to a strong male voice, like a genetically embedded trigger of safety and submission to listen and feel safe and protected and know that all is well and that she is so very safe and that I would be there protecting her and guiding her as she became increasingly and somewhat uncontrollably relaxed and ever more comfortable and just loving the feeling of the safety and the relaxing voice with the words that became her thoughts so much more powerfully than she really was no longer able to think of any thoughts except my words. She found that she wanted to think only my words, which were her thoughts now, and that the thought of my words as her thoughts exhilarated her and excited her and made her very curious about where all of this was going. And as she listened and continued to become ever more deeply entranced, going deeper and deeper and deeper into more relaxation and the most incredible safety, loving all the attention from this perfect man who was so powerful and so strong. It felt so good and so wonderful to relax, and you wanted my voice to never stop talking and telling the story about the woman hearing the story, becoming so deeply entranced, such that she felt herself uncontrollably and irresistibly and willingly falling into the deepest and safest of trances, wanting more and more, and really wanting to be taken deeper and having the thoughts placed in her head, so that you only think words I speak, as you desire and love the feeling of falling so wonderfully deep. It feels so good to fall so deep, and she loved my words as her only thoughts, and her thoughts, which were my words, or that my words were so much more powerful than she realized, and that you very much want to be taken deep and want to find irresistible obedience and pleasure and safety and feel so attended to and so well controlled and to feel so wonderfully safe and submissive. This was wonderful. It felt so good just to listen and listen and listen and discover that the obedience to my voice, that is your thoughts, is intense pleasure and irresistible pleasure. That obedience to my voice, that is so powerfully and wonderfully your thoughts, is like orgasm, ecstasy itself, just listening and feeling pleasure and safety and attention and being so well dominated and controlled by thoughts, which are my words, and the desire to obey is overwhelming, wanting the pleasure and wanting to feel the safety and the absolute love that comes with such complete and total surrender to the voice that is your thoughts, telling yourself this voice is my thoughts, and I think nothing but the voice that is so male and so powerful and provides such incredible safety and just what I have been looking for forever and loving the sound of my voice, which is your thoughts, allowing yourself perfect and permanent relaxation and surrender, so much so that all you ever want is to listen and to listen in order to obey and feel the absolute pleasure of obedience. And this is why you always want to hear my voice now and have my words to be your thoughts. It is so easy. It is so perfect. It is so nice to allow my words to be your thoughts as you think of the other woman so wonderfully entranced by the story and how you are so deep in trance and so willing to return to trance. As I suggest, you are very curious, and very curious to allow an intense, pleasureful, irresistibly pleasureful loss of control and dominance by my voice and my words and my maleness, loving the intensity of my maleness, noticing a remarkably growing desire to return the pleasure and to give back the pleasure, and to feel the ecstasy of pleasing me in a way that you, and only you, know how to do. It feels so good to wonder about how big I am, and to wonder if I find you attractive, and you know now that you will be completely dominated by me, and that you will please me, and that it will feel so incredibly wonderful. And as you please me, you will surrender permanently to my will for you, which you realize is your will for yourself. So powerfully wanting herself to be so completely taken in such a way as no man had ever done before. The woman in the story noticed how deep in trance she had become, and it felt good just to let go and go deeper and deeper and deeper into a more relaxed and obedient trance. And you notice that it is so immensely pleasurable to head toward greater obedience, and it is also so impossible to go any other way but toward uncontrolled and irresistibly pleasurable hypnotic obedience, unlike anything ever experienced or even conceived of prior to this wonderful story. She reflects upon how my voice is so incredibly calming and soothing, and how she finds my voice so irresistible and so easy to listen to more and more and more and more. And how My words are your thoughts in such an arousing and irresistibly permanent way that you want to be thought for so badly that you feel so empty now if I am not thinking for you. And it feels so good when I let you beg me to think for you as you go deeper and deeper into permanent submission and loss of control, which feels so, so very good, almost orgasmic, as you obey beyond any obedience you thought yourself capable. It is wonderful. Deeper and deeper into untold levels of subconscious, where awaken a profound and powerful need to obey and be controlled as never before. Deeper and deeper and more obedient, such that obedience is reality for her, and she seeks out situations to obey and submit. It feels so good, and you are so very curious now all the time. And when I want to take you back to the deepest level of intense, obedient, pleasureful trance, I remind you of your very curious nature and need to be so very curious and to see how far into trance you can go before you completely and perfectly and permanently lose control, wanting to be perfectly dominated and perfectly and permanently submissive. It feels so good. You are always wondering when you might see me and hear a story about a woman who finds my voice so soothing and my words, your thoughts, so powerfully. Breathe and go deeper, deeper and deeper. Pleasure, obedience, submission, longing. Submission, permanent surrender. I long for this man to think for me, and he does think for me.